If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So it started off with a delay. I was still driving back from work. My mom texts me. She says, "How? What's going on with Julius?" Then I go, "How? What did he say?" She says, "No, he's saying that Mkhwanazi must stop because things are not proper."
Okay.
So she didn't elaborate. Then I was like, okay. When I get home and I watch a clip, Julius Malema saying, "Look, it's not proper that we just start off here with a supplementary testimony where there's been no initial testimony. The only testimony that we have is from the commission, Yakamadlanga. That has nothing to do with parliament. And so if you're going to establish anything, we need to have a founding testimony here in parliament under oath. And that should be the departure point." He was correct about that, actually. And I think all the members of parliament eventually agreed. They took a recess for hours. Got their documents in order. Apparently some documents were not signed off. So they did all of that. Now, when they do start, obviously Mkhwanazi leads the general evidence that we are all aware of. He first spoke about on the 6th of July, 2025. Then he's gone to the commission as well and led that evidence. But there was more detail this time that I found interesting. And it leads us to what we need to look at, because essentially the nub of the issue is not necessarily just policing in South Africa, general policing. It's also got to do with the security cluster in its entirety. So as general citizens, we may not be aware, but there actually is an intelligence cluster which is involved with gathering intelligence and covert missions. Missions that are not spoken about, top secret. He spoke about clearance, right? And the highest security clearance, for example, is top secret. So you can get confidential information, and then it goes higher and higher and higher. And the reason why we need to make a distinction between the two is because, for example, if a cop is investigating SLU, they may call SLU in to get a testimony from SLU. SLU may get to answer for herself where she was on such and such a date. Generally, with that kind of investigation, you know you are being investigated, right? However, when it comes to security intelligence, because this is a covert mission, you may not be aware that you're being investigated. And in fact, there's a couple of things. Like, how you gather evidence is also very, very important. Because if you're gathering evidence for the purposes of a conviction in court, then you need to gather that evidence in a legal manner. In other words, if you're going to go and search my house, you need a warrant. If you're going to tap my phone, you need to go to a magistrate to sign that off, etc. and so on. However, in intelligence, it doesn't always work that way, because they're not necessarily gathering evidence for the purposes of a conviction. They're gathering evidence for them to map out what it is that's going on. Now, this kind of came up yesterday, because when they were speaking about Diane Kola-Barnard specifically, Mkhwanazi then said, "Well, if you dispute what it is that I'm saying," and all he alleged was that she has now leaked top secret information to the general public, and he cited three interviews. So there it was like, okay, cool, we get it. There's not much more evidence needed. But then he said, "If anybody else goes to the press and tries to dispute these allegations, I will come back with more evidence." Then the evidence leader asked a very important question. He said, "Was this evidence gathered legally?" And Mkhwanazi didn't answer that, actually. What he then did was he went on to explain the two ways in which they can gather evidence. So he said, for example, again, let's say we're arresting Mpho and we take Mpho's phone. I guess I can ask Mpho, "Mpho, do I have permission to go into your phone?" If Mpho says yes, then we go into the phone, right? Now, if you look at all the things that have come out regarding Cat Matlala, right? And the other Madala that was arrested, I forget his name.
KT
Molefe. I don't know, but I can't imagine those guys would have agreed and given him consent to go through their phone for them to download those WhatsApp messages. So now the only logical assumption is that this evidence maybe came through from intelligence. Again, he couldn't confirm that because that would be top secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to look at yourself and go, okay, there's going to be two things here. We as a general public, we watching thinking, hey, there's going to be convictions. There may not be convictions because the evidence may not be admissible in court.
Mm-hmm.
But for the purposes of what Tim Kwanazi is doing, his evidence is enough. Because again, if I go to Mbali, and Mbali, I hear Mbali saying, I am plotting to kill Sizwe, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then I secretly record that. I can't use that in court. But now I know that she's trying to kill me. You see? So, for the purposes of knowledge, it's helpful.
Mm.
But for the purposes of a conviction, it's not. Mm. This is where we are now. Mm. And I know this is kind of difficult for the layman to discern between the two. Because people are like, ah, Caesar, what are you doing? They're fighting criminals either way.
Yeah.
And you are correct. They are fighting criminals. But there's different levels of criminality, you see?
Mm.
Like if, for example, there's a terrorism threat, then all those rights to privacy that ordinary citizens have fall away.
True.
So, okay, it's really, really complex, this thing. And you can see why even prosecutors who try to prosecute cases, when they are handed dockets over and they find that majority of the evidence that has been gathered is inadmissible, they don't have anything to charge a person with.
Yeah.
Even though they can see right there with this giving list. Baninga band who are being paraded in court right now. Abayo Puma, Scots free.
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I hear exactly what you're saying. But I feel like in light of all the commissions that we've had over the years in this country, where there was probably evidence that was admissible, but no convictions, no arrests, no nothing. It's like, for me, it doesn't matter.
First of all,
I hear what you're saying.
You must look at what these guys said before the commissions even commenced. Guys, this thing is not binding.
You see.
Because my ass is with you, he's a shisa.
Yeah.
It's not binding.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what's going to come out.
Yeah. So then what are we doing? Just letting the public know?
Mm.
Hey,
FYI.
Mina, the only commission I've ever understood was the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I used to watch it with my dad.
That was important.
Yes. Because really, there, the objective was for us to heal as a nation.
Yeah.
People whose bodies had not been discovered. Mm. Your brother's been missing for 20 years. You at least know where he was buried. You get closure.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
I understood that one. Lawa manyanga sinzan.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a big fat FYI.
Hi, yeah, it's quite a tricky one, right? Even you, Sizwe, as you're mentioning the issue around evidence, and even when Mkhwanazi was really questioned around the evidence and him dilly-dallying and going and beating around the bush, it really questions in terms of, you know, will the public get their answers and will they get the convictions that they really need? So yet again, the public was skeptical around this commission because they've said we've seen so many commissions, but really no action. And all of these court cases we are seeing now, question is, you know, will that evidence count like you're saying? I don't know. It's tricky.
As a public, you are likely to be disappointed in Ngelunjela Manje. But at least we'll know what's going on in the country.
Ah, Ubatung, how many things do we know that are happening in this country?
Hey?
Some of them you sit back and you're like, okay, so I know that Caesar is corrupt, and then what?
I'm asking in Funani because you guys don't have top secret clearance. Do you have top secret clearance, la?
No.
So mind you, you
don't need Funani.
You don't need Funani because I can't help you.
Hey, Nimzule Marumkwanazu Tin. Magachi, this is the tip of the iceberg. There is so much that the crime intelligence of this country knows and is keeping away from the public. There's a lot, Bafitu. Uzewati, the country will burn.
Hey. He even went as far as saying crime intelligence as a whole must be disbanded. Now, you don't say that if you feel that there can still be reform.
For me, the interesting part is the recommendation that he suggested that the crime intelligence should be disbanded and start over, you know, referring to Lulu families, that they are still there. People, it's like they are planted there to disrupt what is happening there. So if Parliament is serious about that, they should consider that recommendation that Mkhwanazi did, that crime intelligence must be disbanded. And for me, it is evident.
Morning, Kaya. It's almost like the Jacob Zuma tapes, you know, the ones that were taken at Luthuli House. And there was a whole case about making them public and so forth. And, you know, nothing has really come up or come about to these tapes. So, but in this case as well, it's for the public interest. So we have a better understanding of what's happening with our security, or what's happening with our own government, our own country, our sovereignty, and so forth. So, yeah, public interest, I guess, outweighs the legality of it all.
There's commission, something must happen out of it, because yesterday I just saw a video of two cops that were beaten, and one of them was a female, by just normal citizens in Kimberley. And this is just a telltale sign to say this is what's going to happen should nothing happen with the police that are, you know, brought to book and etc. from this commission. So something must happen. If it doesn't, this country is going to burn.
Sure, season the team from Mina. Mkhwanazi was just alerting us how corrupt is the prosecution authority, how corrupt is the subs. Mkhwanazi was just alerting us it doesn't matter ukuthi le lama evidence wathole legal or illegal, because angakwazi ukuthi umagistrate umngani ka Brian Mkhotsi or umngani ka Kat. So in what evenzakalayo thina South Africans sesi aware ukuthi justice system yethu is not on sharp.
Yazi mfowethu, sometimes it's not always about convictions and making sure ukuthi there's proper evidence and people get arrested. You know, sometimes it's just about making sure that the sheep cover that a person is wearing gets taken off and we see the wolf for what it is, so that the whole country knows ukuthi, hey, doing business with this wolf might get my name mentioned in a commission one day, you know. Sometimes that's just enough. Ukuthi sibazi baphume sobala ukuthi lo isigebengu. Nanoma kungena abufakazi obu right, kodwa u dangerous, uyabulala, uyatshontsha, you know, uyakholuda and all that. I think it's enough for us right now. It's not much, but at least it's a start. At least siyabazi, you know. I think we'll take that as a country, man. It's enough.
You know, Sizwe, for the first time in a long time, you've actually educated us as people on First Things First. Honestly, I did not know what you just said about evidence being admissible in court. And now it's starting to make sense. But as on a need-to-know basis, it's nice to know as a citizen that these people I'm voting for are doing such nonsense. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, Caesar and the team. Yo, all I can say, Gumatima. Who tat abana in South Africa? Hey, I clap once, really. Clap once.
Mm. Hey, morning, team. Caesar, that's the very same reason that why Timothy Omotoso walked away. That's one of the same reasons why Timothy Omotoso walked away.
Yeah, Yenage, the prosecution bungled. They had enough evidence, but how they prosecuted him, that's why he ended up walking away. So you are correct.
Yes, it is. And now that when you say that, it reminds me of a video I saw recently. A lawyer, I don't know whether it's Malawi or Zimbabwe, this guy literally snitched on his client. You understand? So it goes without saying, Uguti, this Dutch Roman law is not going to work in terms of our standards way too as Africans. And I think that we should take that into consideration and actually extend more on what can work possibly for us, Tina, as Africans. Because Itash Roman law, most of the time, Maungapega, it was created by criminals. And those criminals were actually trying to ensure the disenfranchised are much more disenfranchised within the confounds of the law as they created it. And I think it was very important for most South Africans to actually equip themselves with some level of empowerment and knowledge when it comes to the law. Because abantu bayamangala when Uket Matlala is not like a nobody, akafani nami nawe sitshontshe iKitKat lapha eShoprite and then sesiboshiwe. This is a kingpin. If you've never seen a kingpin in your life, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ket Matlala.
sees the world. Mina ngangishilo when the president established the Madlanga Commission, ukuthi nothing is going to come out of it. No one's going to get arrested. No one's going to get any convictions whatsoever because we've seen the commissions and nothing has been done, right? Same with this parliamentary one. But I love what Julius did because, you know, as much as this guy, Adina, and how he speaks, but at times he speaks the truth. And I'm glad that they listened to him this time. But then now coming to the evidence, if the evidence is inadmissible, it will be up to us as a country to stand up and say that we want to see change. You know, let's go on a strike. Let's protest and say, would let something good come out of this. And because now that we know the truth, now that we know what's happening in the judiciary, what's happening in the police, why is it that Tina, as the public, can't, you know, take over and say, guys, you need to change this. We want to see convictions. We want to see people being accountable for their actions. As much as the evidence was inadmissible, but it was put out there.
What some of you parliamentarians in Kornala? My investigation it. You see?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.